This is the Beginning New Testament Greek course, published and distributed by BTE, the Bible Translation and Exegesis Institute of America. I'm Bill Klein, and I will be taking you through this course. Before we begin with Lesson 1, I would like to draw your attention to the Introduction section in your notebook and encourage you to read the introductory material at this time if you have not done so already. Now let's turn to Lesson 1 and begin our study in New Testament Greek. The Greek of the New Testament is called Koine Greek. The word koine comes from the Greek word koine, which means common. The Greek of the New Testament is the Common Greek, or Koine Greek, and the Koine Greek period went from 332 BC through around 300 AD. It was called Common or Koine Greek because Alexander the Great went around conquering the then known inhabitable world, and as he went and conquered the nations, he also incorporated within those conquered nations the common language of Greece. And this is the Koine Greek. So this Koine Greek was the common language throughout the land at that time from 332 BC through 300 AD, the Koine Greek period. And this is the Koine Greek. It is much different than in comparison to the modern Greek that is spoken and written today, but the grammar is the same. So we are going to learn Koine Greek, which is the Greek of the New Testament. There are 24 letters in the Koine Greek alphabet. 17 of them are consonants and 7 of them are vowels. We're going to learn the name of each letter, its pronunciation, and how to write the printed form of each letter. I'm going to give you a word of explanation as to what we mean by the printed form. This is not handwritten Greek. The form that you will learn how to write is the printed form. That is the handwritten form that matches the printing that is found in most Greek New Testaments and lexicons. So you will learn the printed form of each letter. In this first lesson, in Lesson 1, you're going to learn 5 letters of the 24. These letters are divided and presented to help you learn the alphabet according to concept. And we'll get into that when we get into page 2 as we begin our exercises. Let's begin as we learn the first 5 letters of the Koine Greek alphabet. I should point out to you before we begin that we are going to be learning the smaller case letters. We are not going to be learning the capital letters of the Greek alphabet, but the smaller case letters. When we start learning to read the Greek New Testament text, we will pick up and learn the capital letters at that time. But now we are going to learn the smaller case letters. Each letter has a name and a phonetic or pronunciation equivalent, as well as a printed form, and we're going to take you through those now. The first letter of Lesson 1, page 1 of the Koine Greek alphabet is the letter Alpha. Notice the name of the letter is Alpha, not Alpha, but Alpha. It is pronounced A as in father. The first Greek letter is Alpha. Its pronunciation or phonetic sound is A, as the A is in the word father, A, Alpha. Notice the printed form on your far right-hand side. In order to practice printing this letter, in fact, I would encourage you to take a pencil and trace over the letter that we have provided for you in the printed form column until you become familiar with the form of the letter. To print this letter, start at the top of the letter of the alpha and work your way to the left or counterclockwise, keeping your pen or pencil on the paper at all times. Go counterclockwise to the left, loop back up to the top, and then without removing your pen or pencil, come straight down and put the tail on the letter. This is the alpha. The second letter is the letter beta. It is pronounced beta. It is the B sound, as in the word boy. It's B. And notice its printed form. Place your pencil at the bottom of the letter, at the bottom of the stem, below the writing line, and without removing your pen or pencil from the paper, come straight up to the top of the beta, make your two loops, and bring it down to the base, all in one motion. Again, starting at the base or bottom of the letter, at the stem, below the writing line, and bring your pen or pencil straight up to the top, make your two loops, and bring the final loop back to the straight line stemmed at the base of the writing line. This is the beta. You have alpha, A. You have beta, B. The third letter is gamma. Again, it's pronounced gamma. It is the G sound, as in got, g. And notice its printed form. It looks like our English Y. It should be printed as follows. Just take your pen or pencil and start at the top of the short line and come straight down to the writing line. Then lift your pen or pencil and begin at the top of the longer line and come straight down to form the gamma. We have alpha, A. We have beta, B. We have gamma, G. The fourth letter is the letter delta. Delta. It is the D sound, as in dog, D. A little more difficult to write its printed form, but starting at the top of the letter, without lifting your pen or pencil from the paper, curl the top, come down, and loop it over and join it to the shaft of the letter, all in one motion. This is the delta. It is the D sound. The final letter for this lesson is the letter epsilon. Epsilon. It is the E sound, as in the E in the word net. E. And you will see its printed form on the right, starting at the top, and make your two loops. It is actually a backwards three, if you want to look at it from that point of view. So we have our first five letters, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon. Now I'm going to give you a handy hint here on how to learn these letters as a shortcut as far as their names and pronunciations. If you can memorize the names to the letters. At the same time, you will also be memorizing the pronunciation or phonetic sound of the letter. Let's start with alpha. If you learn alpha, notice the first phonetic sound is ah. That is the sound that the letter produces. Alpha, ah. Notice beta. Again, the first sound is the B sound in beta. And so B would be the phonetic sound of that letter. Again, for gamma, the first letter and sound in pronouncing its name, it is also the phonetic sound of the letter. Gamma, g. Same with delta. If you memorize its name, delta, you're also memorizing the phonetic sound of the letter, d. The same with epsilon. If you learn its name is epsilon, the first phonetic sound is e, and that is the pronunciation of the letter. Alpha, a. Beta, b. Gamma, g. Delta, d. Epsilon, eh. You should familiarize yourselves with these letters. And in the first exercise, which will be on page 2, we're going to teach you how to memorize them as far as their order is concerned in the Koine Greek alphabet in conjunction with and parallel with the English alphabet that would help you learn these letters even the more. So on the next page, we're going to present two diagrams for you to learn these five letters. Let us now go to page 2 of lesson 1 for the first exercise. Lesson 1, exercise 1. These two diagrams are provided for you to help you learn the first five letters of the Koine Greek alphabet in parallel to the English alphabet. Notice the memorization diagram, the first diagram. The bottom line is the English alphabet. A, B, C, D, E. Notice how it parallels the Greek alphabet. Alpha, A, beta for the B. The only difference would be the gamma for the C. You have delta, which is the D, and the epsilon, which is parallel to the English E. Only it's not pronounced E, it's pronounced E. So just to fix these letters in your mind, parallel them with the English alphabet and learn them A, B, G, D, E. Instead of A, B, C, D, E, it's A, B, G, D, E. It's A, B, G, D, E. And so you might work on that and practice that in memorization to fix these letters and their order in your mind. Now the pronunciation diagram, the second diagram, instead of A, B, G, D, E, we have to learn them according to their phonetic sounds. It's A, B, G, instead of C, D, E. Instead of A, B, C, D, E, it's A instead of A. We still have the B, as in the English. We have the G sound for gamma instead of C, in English. We still have the D sound like we do in English, but instead of E, we have E. A, B, G, D, E. And so you should practice memorizing and pronouncing these first five letters. First of all, following them along according to the English alphabet, and then practice pronouncing them, alpha, a, beta, b, gamma, g, delta, d, epsilon, e. So you should memorize the order and the pronunciation of these Greek letters before you move on to the next exercise. And the easiest and quickest way to learn is to learn them in parallel to the English alphabet as in the diagrams above. As soon as you've spent time on that, I should encourage you to move on. Don't wait until you have perfected it, because we will repeat and reinforce these as you go through. Now let's turn to Lesson 1, page 3. Lesson 1, page 3 is Lesson 1, Exercise 2. After you've studied the diagrams for the order and pronunciation of the first five letters, you should learn them by using the writing and pronunciation exercises below. As you can see, I've already written out the letters as they will look when you practice writing and pronouncing them, but the instructions are in paragraph 2 as to how to do this exercise. Write each letter in its printed form, and at the same time, that is while you're writing it, verbally pronounce its name and sound. For example, the first letter will be alpha. Write the letter in printed form, and while writing the letter, say alpha, ah. You should say the name alpha when you begin to write the letter, and pronunciation ah during your final downstroke. Your practice paper should look like this. And as you can see on page 3 of Lesson 1, you should take a piece of paper, lined or plain, and just practice writing the printed form and at the same time pronouncing the phonetic sound of the letter, starting at the top of alpha. As you make your counterclockwise move to make the letter, coming back up to the top, say alpha. When you reach back up to the top of the letter and begin your downstroke, say ah. Alpha, ah. Alpha, ah. Alpha, ah. In fact, you might practice that with a pencil or pen and trace over the letters that we've provided for you in the practice diagram in order to get the cadence and to understand the procedure. Start with the alpha, place your pen or pencil, and trace the alpha. Ready, begin. Alpha, ah. Alpha, ah. Alpha, ah. Alpha, ah, and all the way to the end. And then the same with beta. Starting at the bottom of the stem, place your pen or pencil there, and as you begin to write, say beta, b. The b sound or b sound should be made as you're making the final loop. But as you begin writing the letter from the bottom of the stem, say the name of the letter, beta, b, beta, b, beta, b, beta, b, beta, b, and all the way across. The third line should be the third letter, gamma. And again, making your short line first, lifting your pen or pencil from the paper, and then making the long line or long stroke. As you're making the short stroke, you should say the name of the letter, gamma. Lift your pen or pencil and make the long stroke and say the phonetic sound of the name, g. Gamma, g. Gamma, g. Gamma, g. Gamma, g. All the way to the end of your paper. The same with delta, and epsilon. Delta is a little bit more difficult to write in printed form, so don't get discouraged if it doesn't come out exactly right. This is just for practice and for your own personal use as we go through the exercises. So don't try to perfect it, though try to do the best you can. With delta, you start at the top, bring your pen or pencil down, and say delta, d. You should say the name of the letter, delta, and you should be at the base of the letter at that time and say d as you're bringing the loop up. Let's practice with a pen or pencil. Placing it at the top of the letter, bring it down to the bottom and say delta, d. Delta, d. Delta, d. Delta, d. The same with epsilon. Starting at the top of the letter, in your first loop, say epsilon. In the second loop, eh. Epsilon, eh. Epsilon, eh. Epsilon, eh. You should practice writing these five letters, each of them individually, across in a line, saying the name of the letter and its phonetic pronunciation or sound as you're writing in order to learn these letters. And after you have practiced each letter across individually, across a complete line, you should combine the letters and practice them in order, pronouncing each letter name and letter sound as you write. Your practice paper should look like the example that we have provided for you. As you write, pronounce the letter and its sound. For instance, alpha, ah, beta, b, gamma, g, delta, d, epsilon, eh, and write them in order as they appear in the Greek alphabet across each line. And you should practice them in this way until you are familiar with the name, order, and pronunciation of these first five letters of the Greek alphabet. Again, don't spend so much time on it so as to perfect it, but become familiar with it, because we do need to move on, and it is important to move on. And again, I will repeat that we are going to repeat and reinforce these letters and their sounds as we go through the course. You are now ready to go on to the last exercise in this lesson, and that is the pronunciation exercises in page 4 of lesson 1. We are now going to take lesson 1, exercise 3, the pronunciation exercises, lesson 1, page 4. In this exercise, you will be taken through the first five letters of the Greek alphabet, having the letters pronounced for you. The second time through, you will be given a verbal quiz, in which you will be asked to respond by pronouncing the sound of the letter when you see and or hear the letter. The reason we have stated it that way, when you see and or hear the letter, is that this exercise can be done while either driving or listening to your tape recorder around the house. At any rate, you don't need to visibly see the lesson and exercise in order to participate in it. Let's start with lesson 1, exercise 3, and I'm going to pronounce the letters as we go through, and you are going to be asked that when you see it and hear the name of the letter, to pronounce it. For instance, line 1, figure 1 is alpha, ah. Figure 2, beta, b. Figure 3, gamma, g. Figure 4, delta, d. Figure 5, epsilon, e. What you'll be asked to do, again with line 2, and I'm going to pronounce them for you as we go through to show you what we would like you for you to do. Line 2, figure 1 is beta, b. Figure 2, delta, d. Alpha, a. Epsilon, e. Gamma, g. Delta, d. Line 3. Delta, d. Epsilon, e. Beta, b. Gamma, g. Alpha, a. Epsilon, e. Line 4. Gamma, g. Alpha, a. Epsilon, e. Beta, b. Delta, d. Alpha, a. Line 5. Epsilon, e. Gamma, g. Delta, d. Alpha, a. Beta, b. Gamma, g. Line 6. Alpha, a. Beta, b. Gamma, g. Delta, d. Epsilon, e. Beta, b. Line 7. Beta, b. Delta, d. Alpha, a. Epsilon, e. Gamma, g. Delta, d. Line 8. Delta, d. Epsilon, e. Beta, b. Gamma, g. Alpha, a. Epsilon, e. If you need to review them again, you can rewind the tape back to the beginning. Or if you wish to go on, we're going to go on to the next exercise using Lesson 1, Exercise 3, the same pronunciation exercise. In this exercise, begin with Lesson 1, you'll be asked, when we say figure 1 or figure 2 in that line, to give the name of the letter and its pronunciation. I will pause and give the name of the letter and its pronunciation, and you can check it for correction. So beginning with line 1, figure 1, as soon as I say figure 1 or the figure number, go ahead and say the name of the letter and its pronunciation. Line 1, figure 1. Alpha, a. Figure 2. Beta, b. Figure 3. Gamma, g. Figure 4. Delta, d. Figure 5. Epsilon, e. Line 2. Figure 1. Beta, b. Figure 2. Delta, d. Figure 3. Alpha, a. Figure 4. epsilon, eh. Figure 5, gamma, g. Figure 6, delta, d. Line 3, figure 1, delta, d. Figure 2, epsilon, eh. Figure 3, beta, b. Figure 4, gamma, g. Figure 5, alpha, a. Figure 6, epsilon, e. Line 4, figure 1, gamma, g. Figure 2, alpha, a. Figure 3, epsilon, e. Figure 4, beta, b. Figure 5, delta, d. Figure 6, alpha, a. Line 5, figure 1, epsilon, e. Figure 2, gamma, g. Figure 3, delta, d. Figure 4, alpha, a. Figure 5, beta, b. Figure 6, gamma, g. Line 6, figure 1, alpha, a. Figure 2, beta, b. Figure 3, gamma, g. Figure 4, delta, d. Figure 5, epsilon, e. Figure 6, beta, b. Line 7, figure 1, beta, b. Figure 2, delta, d. Figure 3, alpha, a. Figure 4, epsilon, e. Figure 5, gamma, g. Figure 6, delta, d. Line 8, figure 1, delta, d. Figure 2, epsilon, e. Figure 3, beta, b. Figure 4, gamma, k. Figure 5, alpha, a. Figure 6, epsilon, e. And now for the third kind of exercise with this lesson 1 pronunciation exercise. Beginning with line 1, going through, I will give you the name of the letter as it is in its printed form, line by line, figure by figure. But you can either look at it, at the letter on the page, and pronounce its phonetic sound after I give the name of the letter, or you can just listen to the name of the letter and out of memory and just for practice give its phonetic sound. Beginning with line 1, figure 1, alpha, give its sound, ah. Figure 2 is beta, b. Gamma, g. Delta, d. Epsilon, e. Line 2, beta, b. Delta, d. Alpha, a. epsilon, e, gamma, g, delta, d, line 3, delta, d, epsilon, e, beta, b, gamma, g, alpha, a, epsilon, e, line 4, gamma, g, alpha, a, epsilon, e, beta, b, delta, d, alpha, a, line 5, epsilon, e, gamma, g, delta, d, alpha, a, beta, b, gamma, g, line 6, alpha, a, beta, b, gamma, g, delta, d, epsilon, e, beta, b, line 7, beta, b, delta, d, alpha, a, epsilon, e, gamma, g, delta, d, line 8, delta, d, epsilon, e, beta, b, gamma, g, alpha, a, and epsilon, e. I would encourage you to practice these exercises. First, the memorization, fixing in your mind the order and name and pronunciation of these first five letters in parallel with the English alphabet. Secondly, I would encourage you to write them out in the writing exercises that were given to you in page 3 of lesson 1. And practice writing, pronouncing the letter, and pronouncing the phonetic sound of the letter, and then practicing exercise 3, page 4 of lesson 1, using the tape to take you through and quiz you on the names and phonetic sounds of these first five letters.